USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is ordering the country's troops to go into separatist-held portions of eastern Ukraine. The decree Putin signed Monday ordered Russian armed forces to perform peacekeeping functions. Troops could start moving as soon as tonight. It comes after Putin announced parts of eastern Ukraine belong to ancient Russia. As far as what this means, Fred Feltz is a senior fellow at the American First Policy Institute.
There could be warfare countrywide if the Ukrainian Army and Air Force tries to interfere with Russian troops going into these regions.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Talks to end Major League Baseball's lockout are shifting to Florida. MLB negotiators and the Players Union meeting on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, so I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Mount Vernon held a special celebration Monday in honor of what would have been President George Washington's 290th birthday. The Armed Forces full honor wreath-laying ceremony featured patriotic music and military firing demonstrations. The 3rd Infantry Division Regiment Alpha Company, known as the Old Guard, conducted a cannon firing demonstration during the event.
Having fired my battalion, the commander continues his movement forward, preparing for his final assault to destroy the enemy.
Less than a third of Americans think the country is heading in the right direction. The Rasmussen National Survey showing only 29% think the U.S. is moving in a positive direction. Roughly two-thirds of those surveyed think the country is headed in the wrong direction. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, one state is doing what they can to control the flow of illegal immigrants in their state.
Florida lawmakers are taking steps to stop President Biden from flying illegal immigrants into the Sunshine State under the cover of night. Republican John Snyder from the Florida House tells One America News they're going after the airline carriers.
This year I'm sponsoring House Bill 1355, Immigration Enforcement. And really what we're doing is three simple things. First, we're updating our sanctuary city policies here in the state. We are requiring every county detention facility, so our local jails, to participate in the 287G program. And most importantly, we're sending a clear message to common carriers that if they transport unauthorized aliens, they're no longer allowed to do business with the state of Florida or any other local government.
President Trump's new social media venture, Truth Social, launched Sunday night in Apple's App Store, potentially making Trump's return to social media after he was banned from several platforms last year, reminding some freedom of speech and traditional social media don't mix. USA Radio News.
Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal is unveiling a new way to help ease the pain at the pump. Blumenthal announcing the introduction of the Gas Prices Relief Act in Congress. The bill would suspend the 18 cents a gallon federal tax on gas until January 2023. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.